you're an animal communicator. Tell me what that means, first of all.
That means the person has an ability to telepathically send and receive information with the animals. And it's basically mental telepathy, but it's done in different ways, meaning it can be transmitted by hearing or sensing or feeling what the animal feels. Instant knowing is another way of putting it. And a lot of communications are done by sending and receiving mental images or pictures.
Now, have you, you know, you got interested in this around 1996 because of your love of animals. What kind of pushed you in that direction?
In the animals or in the communications?
In the communications.
When I first heard of an animal communicator, I thought, certainly she could do that. She's a one in a billion person who has a special ability. But when I later learned that some animal communicators teach people how to get back in touch with their ability that they're born with, I tracked down every workshop I could get to on the West Coast. Because to me, to be able to communicate with animals at a deep level would be like the whole meaning of my life.
Is there a level of animals that are easier to communicate with? A dog more than a cat, or a cat more than a dog, a whale more than a dog?
I don't find it so much with one species being easier or more receptive than others. They seem to be very much like people in that they're very different. Some animals are easier to connect with and are more talkative. Some are more willing to change than others. Just kind of like people. So there's a variety within each of those species is what my experience has been. Keiko, oddly enough, was the most worldly animal that I communicated with, as we'll find out when we get into his story.
Now, when you talk about communication, are we talking about listening to their sounds and they were listening to yours, or is this primarily telepathic?
It's all telepathic.
It is, all right.
Yeah, and they send their intention or thoughts, and we interpret it, and we send ours back, and they interpret it. So that's why it comes in different forms and at different times in different forms. What I get is, I'll hear a word or two at a time and often have no idea where the thought or idea is going. Sometimes I do get the complete thought or sentence. And that's the main way I get it. I very rarely get the mental picture or image. I have one story that I hope to tell you that will talk about one of my few pictures that I've received. And yet a lot of communicators do a lot in the mental imagery.
What was the very first animal you communicated with? Was it Keiko or some other animal?
Actually, what I consider as my first communication was with my dog, Happy.
It was
interesting because...
What kind of dog was Happy, by the way?
Happy is a Chow Dingo mix. She's a Humane Society rescue dog.
All right, good for you.
And I sat down after I completed my first week's workshop, and the next day sat down with her in the morning, and it just came. And I'll tell you, I cried from the beginning to the end. And it was, she didn't take a lot of prompting from me. She just was on a roll. And because I write it down as I get it, I can read them back to you. And the thing I like about reading them is it gives the animals a chance to be heard. And in their words, instead of me interpreting so much. But I find it really interesting as I look back at our first communication, because she talks a lot about people being able to communicate with animals. So can I go ahead and read that?
You sure can.
She said, "I am happy to be able to speak to you in a more direct way. So many people love us as you do, but don't learn how to access us in a more significant way. I have long since wanted you to be able to understand me in a more definite way so that I may enlighten you to the ways of the world. I can understand everything. I just have to look stupid in this primitive body I currently occupy. You know, do the dumb dog routine. I understand everything. I just have to play the part. I try hard to express myself through my face, and I know you have comprehended lots of what I was saying. You have heard me many times. It was me, not you, putting those thoughts in your head."
Oh, that's interesting.
And I take her at her word there when she says she understands everything. As we kind of go on day to day, I mean, they're normal dogs and they do their things, but I just always remember that, and I just put it onto my animals that they really understand everything. They may not always do what I ask, but
And I don't think animals lie, do they?
No, and I've also heard that it's really hard to communicate with them if you're not an honest person. I'm honest, so I don't know if that's really true, but that's what I've heard.
How do you get you know, let's say somebody's at home right now with their dog or cat.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that telepathy going? I mean, is it automatic? Do you have to work at it? Are there training exercises?
There are lots of exercises, and that's what the workshops are about, is teaching people how to get quiet. People that meditate often have a big jump ahead as far as quieting their mind, and that's one of the hardest things to do in the beginning, is be able to get so quiet that your mind, you know, you don't have anything buzzing through there, and it's quiet and can hear the animals in whatever way you receive it. Get really quiet, ask to connect to the animal, and then again, it just depends how the communication comes through, and there are lots of exercises that can be done.
I used to have Black in the Chocolate Labs, and they've passed on. They got to be 14 and 15 when they died, but I used to play a game with them. I would stare at them, and they'd stare right back to me,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of those things where I wanted to see which one of us would either flinch or move first. Most of the time, it was because of the way I look, but most of the time it was the dog that would move his head. He couldn't stand it for more than a minute, and then he'd look back again, but he just could not keep that direct contact as much as I could, and it was really funny. I would do that with him all the time.